part of the service that is our annual meeting, but I'm going to share a little bit on the theme of looking back at God's goodness. If you're from the Wanak area, or even if you're from near the Wanak area, I'm a little curious what you think of if you were to look back at the Wanak area. Does anybody recognize this next picture here? Does anybody know that? Is that Dave's junkyard, Dave's? So when we moved to this area a little over a year ago, or even when we came to visit before we moved here, I was driving down the Lougheed Highway, and I thought, well, how will I know where to turn? Oh, yeah, I'll turn into Wanak, you know, right about where I see this. And I kept driving and driving, and it's not there. And so I was a little disappointed, I must say, because I was... That's a memory I have, and that's not my picture, but I saw that online recently, and I thought, I got to grab that, because as we look back, there's various things that we think about, and I want to just take us through a few of the activities of our church. One of the things we had last summer was our soccer camp, a high-powered soccer camp, and there was a number of kids that came to that, and I was around. I wasn't helping. I guess I wasn't too high power enough to help with that. But there was lots of crazy games. I thought there'd be, you know, soccer. There was soccer. But there was lots of other fun stuff as well. I think we've got one more picture on the soccer camp, perhaps. And one of the other things that we have in kids ministry, this was an exciting time. This year, a couple times, Manuela led in evenings for the kids. And we had one, need a date night. Obviously, we need a date night. But we didn't have kids, so I don't know how that worked for us. But they had special activities for the kids, and we really appreciate that. One of the things I want to focus on, I think we've got a slide of our dig-in curriculum. Do we have one? Going back. And we have a shovel here, if you're visiting. Why do they have a shovel at the front of the sanctuary? Because our kids' material is called Dig In. I really like that, not just because I had a green shovel. That was my green shovel, and I had it, and it was perfect color. Not just because of that, but because I like that notion that the kids are really exploring into the Word of God and really digging in to what God says. Moving on, we've had some various fundraisers. In fact, we're in the middle of a fundraiser right now for Women Care Pregnancy Center. And I just thought that kind of symbolizes to me some of the different ways that we contributed to different projects through this year, missions trips and so forth. We had our kickoff back in September. And if you remember, we planned for a beautiful barbecue. But the weather wasn't so beautiful, so we had beef in the form of chili, which is what we're also going to have today. And I don't know if anybody remembers this activity. Do you remember that from the kickoff? Yeah. I forgot to fill out the insurance rider for that day, but I'm not sure what I would have put, you know. Special ecclesiastical activity, i.e. axe throwing. So... that was a lot of fun, and the children did something different in here while we were doing that outdoors, just to allay your fears. We also had ball hockey this summer. We'll just go through some of those pictures down at Albion Elementary. Kids coming out twice a week. We're going to do that again this summer, so stay tuned for details on that. Now, we also spent some time playing hockey here, and occasionally there were some issues. And my big brown friend, Harvey, he got a little rough with me there occasionally. Who remembers Trunk or Treat? Who was involved in Trunk or Treat? That happened in October. We had this really neat opportunity to meet a lot of families in the community. So people put, oh, yeah, the Blue Mountain Boys was a highlight. We have a few CDs left over, so if you want to purchase those. And I think... Actually, where's David? There we are. The Blue Mountain Boys are playing up at your wedding, I think. Yeah, okay. And there's my first mate. Yeah, so that's awesome. Yeah, she is my first mate. That's right. That's double entendre, so you can think about that. Youth group. You know, we had a challenge with youth group. September, what happened? We weren't able to get right off the ground with youth. We took some time to pray and think about it. These are some pictures from youth in the previous season. And you know what happened? Like, it's really strange. You know what our youth did to us? They grew up and they became young adults. So that's exciting. This was May Camp last year. There were still some that went from our church to May Camp up in Sunny Bray Bible Camp near Salmon Arm this year. But this next picture tells you something that was really, really special to me personally. And that was what I called pastors the Pastors College Tour 2018. I went to Columbia, I went to Pacific Life in Surrey, and I also went to Trinity, and I hung out for a bit of time with some of our students there, and that was really cool to go to chapel with them. David wasn't at chapel that day, and to connect with them and just see how they were growing and see the environment in where they were connecting with God. So that was very exciting. There were various messages. Some of the best messages I ever preached at this church in the first year that I was here happened over this last first year that I was here. So, but I really hope that as we look back at some of these themes, we're saying, oh yeah, okay, there was nourishment there, and there was things that God said to me from His Word there, different themes that we had of messages. I really appreciated our Christmas banquet. Wow, that was an awesome time. We had incredible food. We had great fellowship and fun together. Great music. We reconnected with a friend who shared music with us, Crystal Hicks and Tracy, who we knew from years back. So it was a great time, thanks to the food crew. We also have experienced this year the opportunity to explore the idea of could we get involved with the Immerse program. And as our leadership team has explored that, we said, yeah, we feel that David Epp, who God has brought to us, is suited for the Immerse internship. So he's all settled in to his office and, visit the office later if you want, and because it might be the only time you see it organized. And we're really excited about next steps. You can pray for David in June. He'll be going through the final assessment and intake process. So that's that last big step, getting into the Immerse Master of in Ministry program. Another thing that I was really excited about to see was some of our ministries from the past kind of get back up and rolling. So there's women's ministry. There was Exo Night. They were out last night at Big Feast. I don't know what they do there. Is it good? There's eating and visiting and talking. I didn't get the bill. No, Lana didn't bring that home for me. Other events for the ladies with the Life Jar event that they had not too many weeks back. Men, not too complicated. It's breakfast, right? And so, Jamie, thanks for getting back rolling with our men's breakfast once a month. Easter was a highlight, I think, as well, not just because there was good food, thanks to our home group who put that meal together, but it was just lovely to see the celebrating together on that special day as we met together for Easter breakfast and then celebration service. There's our band. And it was a great day of celebrating the resurrection. One of the things that's really great about Cornerstone is our coffee. Who likes the coffee? Okay, some people haven't had any, obviously, by the sound of that response. But great time for visiting, making connections. And I want to really emphasize that these pictures tell you a lot about the events. But what I think, with this last photo, I think I've got... we want to have a whole ministry. We want to have times of gathering for worship. We want to have our outreach events and learning and growing. But I especially want to emphasize that word home, because it not only identifies our home groups, but it also identifies the connecting with one another over coffee, meeting in a restaurant, getting together in people's homes. We want to have as our objective to help each of us grow in this relationship with the Lord Jesus, help people come to know the Lord Jesus and be baptized and become part
of a growing congregation. Over this past year, I thought back, and this in many ways is, you know, a bit of my report from the annual meeting. I thought of four things I wanted to share with you. Four things. What's been accomplished over this last year? The first thing is, I think we've put a lot of things in order, setting a lot of things in order. When I came, we were kind of in the midst of a transition, and that's been a difficult thing for our church, getting the fact that we've moved a number of times, and now we're leasing here at 272nd, and there was putting together an office and getting things put in order. In fact, just this month, we moved from a smaller space into a larger space, and so now we're all set up. And we've got the door open. It's room 1012. And we encourage you to come in there, visit, see how we've got it set up. That's a place for you to come connect. There's even a little bit of space in there for meetings. So we're really excited about that. Another thing that has been happening this year is that we've been developing people. I think that's something that God has really helped us with. I've often shown this picture, this idea of how do we nurture and grow people. I really want to emphasize this team that God is putting together. Manuela, who's not with us right now because she's in Bolivia, as her sister is, Juliana, so pray for them. You might have gotten the prayer request on email. Manuela was asking for two very important prayer requests, for God to give her endurance and perseverance. And what was the other thing? That the cockroaches would go away as well, right? So, you know, prayer is very practical. So let's keep praying for Manuela. But you'll see her desk set up for children's ministry for the time when she returns. And I'm excited about this team. And then David getting involved with us as well as an intern. And pray for David in on June 5 to 9. David will be helping and giving devotions and speaking with a group called the Fourth Musketeer, which is a really interesting wilderness-based challenge weekend for men to grow in their faith. So I'm excited about developing people. And then thirdly, our purpose and our mission. Over the last 2 weeks, I've been telling you about what we do and how we do it. And we have a handout for that. And if you didn't get one over the, last week, make sure you take one home today. David has some of those at the back. And I'm going to talk a little bit more at the close of the service. But our purpose, our mission is that we're called to live and share the life of Jesus. And I think we've been getting a sharper focus on that. And then the fourth thing that I think has been happening this year is that we've been growing in a sense of dependence upon God. In Mark 10:27, we read, "With man this is impossible, but not with God. All things are possible with God." And I think that we need a greater honesty with that truth. Hey, we can't do this. This is beyond what we're able to do. But with God leading, providing, guiding, empowering, these things are possible. How do we share the message of Jesus Christ with our community? With God, all things are possible. And so we need a greater sense of dependence. And that is definitely, we need to grow in prayer. And I think God has been challenging us with that. One of the other things that I'm really excited about as I look back is just growing in our networking for outreach. So how do we connect with partners? You'll see a report in your annual meeting booklet, and it says outreach. And that's Michelle. Where's Michelle today? There she is. And Michelle is helping us connect with our partners. And we've got a very simple strategy, and that is, first of all, to think, who can we connect with in our own Jerusalem, right? And so in our Jerusalem, we're connecting with the Women Care Pregnancy Center and the Ridge Meadows Ministerial Association, and also with Pray Ridge Meadows. Those are ways we're trying to build partnerships in our Jerusalem. Out in our Judea, we connect with, obviously, our Fellowship Pacific family. We also connect with Evangelical Fellowship of Canada. In fact, that might be a little distant for us, okay? They're in Ottawa talking about pertinent issues for evangelicals in Canada. I've got a little packet for you on the info desk of one of their most recent initiatives, but a really strategic partnership. We just don't have the capacity as a small church to send somebody to Ottawa every time there's an issue or deal with some of the legalities, but we can partner with an agency that helps us with those kinds of things. And then out into our world, we've got the connection that we've had longstanding with Sohalis and the Ministry of Compassion to Children in Medellin, Colombia. And did I say it correctly? Pardon me? First time I said it correctly. You know why? Because I had supper with our other partners in Medellin, and she said, just say it like your genes, you know? And so, in Colombia is Claudia and Diego Cardona, and they were actually here this week visiting with us. So that was great to meet them, and Jorge was there, and I felt like I had Jorge's input on Colombia and then Diego's. I felt I had a fuller picture what God is doing there in some of our partnership in Colombia. And then I want to invite now Daniel and Rebecca, because as part of their college experience at Pacific Life, they went on a missions trip. So come on down. And I wanted to get them to share a little bit about their trip with us today. You'll let Rebecca do some speaking too,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Yeah, that's why I'm doing it to her now.
Okay. So we'll see. So we had coffee this week, and you told me about some of the fun things about your trip. But I'd like you to share a little bit, tell us where you went, who went with you, tell us a little bit about the trip that way.
So a group of us from our college, Pacific Life Bible College, went to Costa Rica for 2 weeks. We kind of traveled around the area. We didn't stay in one place. We went to Surbaclay. Where else do we go?
San Jose.
Went to San Jose.
Capos.
We went to Capos. So in each area, we did different kinds of ministry and then also similar ministry. So we were invited up to an indigenous reserve, actually, and we were able to run kids events with some of the kids in the community. We did some construction, painting. Yeah.
Very good. How many were on your team? How was the team dynamic? Did you all get along, and how did that go?
So it was 15 of us and 9 girls and 6 boys. So it was a little bit fun, I would say it. most of the girls knew each other and the boys kind of knew each other, but not that much. So it was a little bit awkward at the beginning, and especially sharing one washroom for 6 big boys. So it's that's kind of rough, I would say.
Okay. Okay. What are some highlights, things that you would say, wow, that was just an amazing way that God helped us?
I think one of the things that I noted throughout the trip was just the love that we felt from our team and the people we encountered there. It was kind of, I don't know if I've ever experienced it in such a pure way. There was no other intention or ulterior motive. It was just the people that we met loved us because we were children of God and no other reason. And our team really came together. Although we didn't know each other that well, it was it didn't matter. We were going to work together and we were going to get to know each other. And I think by the end we did, and we all knew each other, and it was just a really great experience.
For me, so there was this guy who I met whose name is Garrett. Him and I became really good friends. And so one of the workers got injured while doing work, and he asked me to go help him out. So it was, his name is Jonathan, so it was Jonathan, Garrett, and I. And Jonathan has a really beautiful testimony where he pretty much has been in prison 4 times, he's been addicted to drugs, and he tried to commit suicide a bunch of times. And he was telling Garrett and I all the stories of how he came out. And all the time, it was really amazing seeing how he connected God somehow to the story. So it was really amazing. So the last day we were at Silver Clay, he decided to tell the testimony to everybody. So he asked me to be the translator, like, at the moment. So it was really my highlight of the trip, pretty much, being part of it.
That's awesome. So we know that you've completed your year of Bible school at Pacific Life. I'm wondering if you could answer one last question, and that is, where do you envision God leading you forward, even if all the details aren't hammered out? And how can we as a congregation keep praying for you, for how the things that you learned at college on the trip will continue to grow in your heart?
I think probably just like active ministry. I think that's one thing, like never kind of getting to a point of like, oh, I'm good, I'm comfortable just going to church on Sundays. But like just pray that I would continue to serve the people around me, and I guess pray for school. I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing next year, so pray that I would have direction from God in that way.
Like Rebecca said, like I'm also done with like of the year of Bible college, so I'm not done with like working for God, like serving God, which is different. So I want to keep serving God all the time. But I'm also planning on going to BCIT next year for my diploma in mechanical engineering. So that would be great if you guys could help for me and like pray for me to give me support, because that would be hard.
Okay, excellent. Why don't we pray for you guys right now? Thanks, God, for Daniel. Thank you for Rebecca. We thank you for what you taught them at Bible school. Thank you for the relationships. We thank you for this experience in Costa Rica. We really pray that you would continue to remind them of how you worked in their hearts there. Continue to move them forward. Lord, we do pray that you would help them not just to show up, but to be deeply engaged, discovering their gifting, using their gifting to serve, and to keep honoring you. We pray that you'd make the way clear forward for Rebecca for school. Help Daniel as he gets enrolled at BCIT and gets started in his program. Thank you for them. Watch over them. We pray your blessing on them, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks. Thanks very much. And thank you to you as a congregation. You were praying for these young adults in their trip. And we're continuing to pray for Manuela and for Juliana, who are in Bolivia. So let's keep praying for them. And we're looking forward to hearing great things. I'm going to invite Nathan to come ahead. We're going to shift into the section of our worship service that is the annual meeting. What I want to explain is that we'll go through the meeting. Don't feel that you're in the wrong place. If you're new, we fully intended for everyone to participate here today and hearing what God is doing. And then I'll come back at the close. And I've got a few thoughts for us moving forward. And then we're going to have lunch together right after we close. Thanks. Nathan Chapin is our chairman, our leadership team chairman. And so he's going to lead us in the meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Pastor Brent.
Just a word of explanation. We've got some more things that I was going to share with you, but I'm just going to push that off to next week. You've received a couple of brochures. We'll talk about that next week. What I'd like to do is sort of close with prayer for our meal. And I want to do that, if you don't mind, by just reading our benediction. And then we'll go right into our meal. So let's just bow our hearts together. And let's let this scripture be our prayer to the Lord today. Give praise to the Lord. Proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him. Sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. Lord Jesus, I just pray that you would send us out from here today with that in our hearts. We pray your rich, rich blessing on both the food that's been prepared to nourish our bodies, but also the fellowship that we'll enjoy to nourish our souls. And we pray that it would be of honor and glory to you. Thanks Lord, for our new leadership team members, bless them. Thank you for the testimony we heard from Daniel and Rebecca. We just ask, God, we want to see growing, maturing disciples going forward. Help us as we get more set for that. Thanks for the funds that are set aside for outreach. Help us to have creative ideas of how we can reach out into our community. Bless us for your name's sake, we pray. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.